I know what you're thinking. It would be what any normal person would think in the circumstances. You let him down. You did your own thing. You went your own way. But just stop for a minute and think what you would have done. Oh, it's easy to judge from your safe distance. But when you're in the thick of it, when it's happening around you, it's much more difficult. You find you're thinking about yourself. It all becomes very plain. How do I save my own skin here? But what you probably don't understand is this. It is what he wanted. This is what he was seeking out. And I really believe that he might be. No, that he was the Messiah. But not like this. I mean, he had every opportunity to show people, but he said nothing, did nothing. And then last night by the fire, he just looked at me. And I don't know how to read that look. So much else has happened, so much in so short a time. Washing our feet and telling us to love each other, breaking bread and telling us it was his body, pouring wine and saying it was his blood, saying that one of us would deny him, and then when Judas left, surely he must have known why. Again, nothing. He just let him go. And I was indignant. Yes, they might all slink away. They might even turn on him. But not me. I would stand fast. But I was wrong. Wrong about Jesus and wrong about myself. After the meal, he took us to this garden and asked us to stay awake. But it was too much. He always seemed to be asking me for things I couldn't give. So we just slept. And when they came to get him, came to arrest him, and it must have been Judas who led them there, none of us was ready. Suddenly, everything was unraveling, and I either wanted Jesus to tell them who he was, to do something, to say something, or else I wanted to fight back. But to do nothing? To just be handed over like that? It doesn't make any sense. And so I fought. I don't mind telling you I tried to stop them. And is that wrong? Are you going to condemn me for that? Don't you fight? But in that moment, I also knew that for him, being Messiah was never what I believed it would be, not what any of us believed. And that was a dark moment, because I'd tried to say this to him before, and he'd called me Satan. Then I'm seized by these huge, cavernous doubts, like someone has reached into my chest and put a cold hand round my heart. Is it all in vain? Is he just the madman, the blasphemer, the simpleton that others say he is? Am I not to drink the cup the Father gives me? That's what he said when they took him away. But what does it mean? What cup? What Father? I still don't know. He talks in riddles, and his riddles hurt. His words have always been an uncomfortable truth, like an irritant under the skin. You scratch and scratch, but they won't go away. And I did follow. Everyone else panicked. For the few moments after he was taken, there was mayhem. No one knew what to do. No one had anything to say, and yet we all screamed at each other like it was someone's fault. So I followed, at a distance, carefully. But it was too late. I could see it was over. And maybe I was the fool for ever believing it could have been different. So when they said to me, "You know him, you were with him, you are one of them," it was easy to say no, because you see, I don't know him. I'm not with him. I'm not one of them. Not anymore. There is no them. It is over. So answer me this. This is the question that possesses me. Why, when he turned and looked at me, did it hurt so much? Why am I so frightened? What did he see in me? What else is there to be dragged into the light? You see, he saw deep inside me, saw my stupidity, saw my fear, and he loved me. That's what it was, love, and I just don't get this love because I don't know who he is. So if you're looking for someone to blame for the death of this Jesus, don't look here. Yes, I got it wrong. We all did. He did. Get over it. Because these are the facts. He was arrested, tried, beaten, nailed down, crucified. We failed to stop it happening. We saved our own skins, just like you'd save yours. We didn't like the thought of those nails in our soft flesh, so we ran. I don't like the thought of them in his, but that's what happened. I didn't see it happen, but it happened. It's done. He was handed over to the authorities, and a Roman soldier nailed him to a tree. That was it. End of.